Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, it's Misty, and this is Lattes and Legends. Hello, my friends. It's Sunday, and I took quite a long break. So sorry. I needed to get some notes going for season 3. So here I am with that. This is season 3. And this season I wanted to do the more worldly tales. And like I said, I had started doing research and then I realized that a couple of other podcasts did the stories that I wanted to do. So I kind of pushed this back a little bit. So here I am. Just a few housekeeping notes. The website's still up and running. It's LattesAndLegendsPodcast.com. You can get some cool coffee mugs and stickers on there. I still have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/LattesAndLegends. Anything you could donate would be fabulous, and you will get free merchandise when you do so. I'm the worst at Instagram, if you haven't noticed. But you can follow me on Instagram. It's LattesAndLegends. Facebook as well. I got a lot of new Facebook followers and likes this past week. So thanks, guys. Clearly someone's listening, even though I'm not making new episodes. So happy weekend. I am finishing a vanilla latte that I got earlier this morning when I went on a hike. So I just keep heating it up. And I think it's not working anymore, because instead of being caffeinated, I'm completely exhausted for some bizarre reason. Could it be the hike I went on this morning? Possibly. So yeah, friends, I hope everyone is staying safe. And yeah, just looking out for each other and being kind to one another and all that jazz. You guys know I don't like to get political. But yeah. Stop being assholes. That's all I gotta say about that. Anyway, so the story I'm gonna cover today is about the slit-mouthed woman. So a few sources I had found told me she was from Japan, but then some said Korea. So I don't know. I'm going to go with Japan because most of them said Japan. So the sources I used were Ranker.com, TheCultureTrip.com, Wikipedia, Journals.uchicago.edu, IndiaTimes.com. Yeah. So we're going to talk about the slit-mouth woman. Da-da-da. So her name is Kuchisake Ono, which I'm probably butchering that. Sorry, I don't speak Japanese. But she's also known as the slit-mouth woman. So the urban legend is that she is one of the scariest, horrific sights to see. Her appearance, she's smiling, but it's kind of like a Joker smile, like a jagged bloody scar that resembles a smile. She is disfigured, and apparently she was murdered by a jealous husband in one tale in her malicious spirit returns from the dead. Every time she appears, she asks, "Am I pretty?" So her name means, it's translated to mean a few things. So Kuchi means mouth, Sake means to tear or split, and Ono means woman. So, you know, there you go. So, as the story goes, a beautiful woman named Kuchisake was married to a man who suspected her of being unfaithful. He was correct. She had fallen for another man and was planning to leave her husband. Flying into a jealous rage, her husband knocked her unconscious and ended up tying her up. When she woke up, he threatened to kill her, and then he threatened to kill her if she left, and he used a large pair of scissors to slice her face into a permanent smile. He said to her, "Who will think you're pretty now?" And that's when he sliced her head from her body. When he was done, he got very regretful and he stabbed himself to death. Okay, so this is the first urban legend that I have heard with this tale. So I'll get into that in a second. No, I'll just go ahead. So the other urban legend that I've heard about this tale is that Kuchisake was obsessed with plastic surgery. And so she went in to get her lips done because she wanted to have beautiful lips to match her beautiful face, her beautiful body, all the stuff she had done. And so when they were putting her under the laughing gas, the nurse was like, "Oh, you're going to do great. You're going to do fine." And then when the doctor came in, Kuchisake did not really trust this doctor. Apparently he looked kind of shady, and he's the one that slit her mouth the way that it was. So again, just two different stories that I have heard. But in both of the stories, looks were very important to her. And so when she appears, she looks very beautiful. She has long black hair. She's wearing a beige trench coat. Some people say that she wears a surgical mask over her mouth. And which is funny because now pretty much everyone's wearing a mask. But in Japan, it's not uncommon to see people wearing masks because they're so worried about disease and whatnot. So with this mask on, she just blends in and she can find her prey in a different way. So let's talk about that. All right. So when the slit mouth woman comes for you, you will have no idea she's coming. Her mouth is always covered by a mask, a fan, or a scarf to hide her disfigured mouth. So basically, if you see her, she will stand right in front of you and she'll hold a big pair of scissors and ask you, "Am I pretty?" Before you can even answer, she will take off the mask or scarf or whatever, and you'll see her hideous grin. You'll see her teeth and her tongue, and then she'll say, "Am I pretty now?" So if you say yes or try to scream, she will slash your face so it looks just like hers. Running will not work because she's so quick, and she just might cut you because she's angry with you. If you say no to her question, she'll walk away for now. However, she will follow you home, watch your every move, and that's right, apparently she will kill you in your sleep. Some people have claimed they know how to escape her. One way is through complete distraction. You offer her money or candy to buy yourself enough time to run away. By evading her deadly question, you can also choose your words in a way that throws her off. For instance, if she says, "Am I pretty?" you can always say, "Eh, you're alright," or "Meh, so-so." But you can also flip that question and say, "Do you think I'm pretty?" So then she'll stop and think about what you're saying. And that means you can run as fast as you can away from her. So, like I said, there's different versions of this tale. There was one version, let's see, in the 1600s, and then there was one version in the 1970s. So, yeah. And, like, kids all over Nagasaki have claimed to see her, so they think she is 100% real. So, for those who believe in the more modern version of the Slipmouth Woman, the legend has changed a little bit. It tells the tale of an unstable woman who used to chase and terrify local children, causing their parents to complain. When the police found her, she tried to escape by running straight into moving traffic and was killed instantly. Her extensive injuries include severe head trauma and facial lacerations that looked like a jagged, bloody smile. So, then there was rumors that there was a crazy killer on the loose again, and they thought it might be her ghost or her, you know, zombie spirit, what have you. But then in 1979, the police were like, yeah, it's all just urban legends and myths. So they stopped looking for the Slipmouth Woman. There are very few people that live to tell the tale of seeing her, but there are some stories from, quote, survivors. Once a boy named Chance encountered the terrifying spirit as he was taking a shortcut through the woods. His mother had warned him to stay away from the remote area, but he did not listen. He did know one thing. Evil spirits could be banished by certain words. When Kuchisaki stepped out from behind a tree and confronted him, he fell in terror, landing on his back. She looked at him and asked, "Am I pretty?" As she removed her mask to reveal the horror beneath, Chance grabbed his cross necklace and chanted the devil's curse. "I banish you to the shadow of death. I corrupt you to the nether world from which no one has ever come from. Into the dirt no being should ever cross." He hoped that she would run away, but instead, hands of demons came from the earth behind her and grabbed her legs, and they pulled her into the ground. As she sank, she told Chance, "I will be back, and I will tear your body to pieces." Ooh. So not all of her victims were slashed. There's one urban legend about a boy named John, and he was walking home from school when she appeared in front of him and asked if she was pretty. He was terrified. He tried to run, but before he could go anywhere, the cold fingers of her hand found his neck and completely snapped it. He was a strong boy, so he didn't die right away. The police arrived and took him to the hospital, where it looked as though he would survive. But then, John croaked out the words, "The Slipmouth Woman," and he died of fright. Another legend says, my notes just went flying. Alright, so another legend here says a businessman named Taro went into a bar for a celebratory drink one night. He spotted a beautiful woman sitting all alone, wearing, you guessed it, her surgical mask. They chatted for a while, and Taro suggested they go somewhere more private. He led her into an alley and moved in for a kiss, but she stopped him with a question. "Am I beautiful?" He answered, "Yes." And then the woman removed her mask to show her split face. He never was heard from again. So the split-mouth woman stalks the streets of Japan, but there are similar urban legends in the United States. There were rumors of a demonic clown who would hide in public restrooms, waiting for unsuspecting children to come in. And then when he would grab them, he would say, "Do you want death or a happy smile?" If they chose a happy smile, he would use his giant knife to slice their mouths. And if they chose death, well, that was the end for that kid. So the legend of Kuchisake predicts her eventual return to Japan one day, where she will continue to seek vengeance on the world. But when she returns again, she will no longer show any trace of the beautiful woman she once was. Her face will be rotted away or eaten, and she'll be decomposed. So when you hear of the split-mouth woman reappearing on Earth, figure out what you're going to say to her if she asks you if she is beautiful. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. So this episode is going to be short because it's about all I have on this, but it was kind of scary for me. There's a lot of information on this, but it's kind of repetitious. But you can look up pictures. I'll post pictures on Instagram right now, so don't forget to do it. And I hope you guys have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a great week. And I will 100% talk to you next weekend. Stay away from slip-mouth women and wear your mask.